I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2-2-2 Pro One Slow Podcast.
We haven't started yet, dickhead.
If this bit's still in, it's not gone well.
What do you mean? Why are you doing that?
That's what you've done, man.
You fucking idiot.
Put your headphones on, for fuck's sake. Yeah, I got you an extendable cord.
That's better.
Talking to that today.
The problem is now the cord's long. You don't have to be this far forward.
Have to hold it like this.
No.
Why not?
Because all I can hear is it.
That's okay.
No, I agree with Billy. I think we're better off leaning back with it.
We need them, the headphones with the mic attached to it.
We just need a proper fucking.
Yeah, because that makes a noise.
Yeah, just.
Mine don't.
This is not tight on this. But either way, just put them on the table and stop being scumbags.
You've really put me in a bad mood. Not. You've put me in such a bad mood.
No, I don't. I don't want to be told I'm a bad mood person again.
Oh, no, I'm tight now. That's better.
Oh, this is giving me a headache.
Hello?
Put it on the table. Fuck. Right, is that recording, Bill?
Yes.
Are we all in the shop?
Yes.
Right, shall we start?
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't really got a...
happy with levels.
Yeah, Swever, you can hear him.
Fuck, it's nice to be able to lean back. I suppose lean back when I'm not talking.
Yeah, rest. Probably can.
Well, I'm not gonna play the thing because I haven't got it on the system because I've slacked, so it's probably already played.
What?
The intro, so we're back.
With an intro this time.
We've got a name.
And a name.
Table's better. Name's better. You've all got extendable cables now, so you can sit and lean.
Oh, so we have an actual intro that's gone on to this now.
Yeah, but in the process of editing, I'll put it on.
Has he not heard it?
Look at it going over his head.
Oh, I didn't know. I sent you one last night that I said it was good.
Yeah, the monster one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite. It was good, yeah, but... Oh, never mind, anyway.
We've already... Got one.
I've got notes as well.
I've got notes. Have we got the questions? The general knowledge quiz and the maths questions?
We'll do all the questions at the end.
And the spelling test.
The first thing I've put down was a bit of housekeeping because I wanted to answer a few Kex questions that I get asked on the frequent, which is when anyone says, have you got that stock or is that coming back in stock? We don't restock the print when it's gone out. If it's sold out, we don't restock it. So you have to go and buy one off the suppliers or stockists because they'll have it in stock.
So don't mess around. Just
so yeah, get them while you can.
If there's something you want, just buy it. Don't think about it.
What are we talking about here? Kex.
Yeah, Kex, mate.
So it's just straight in. You just
well, no, because it says it'll say sponsored by Kex, and I just thought I'd get it done because everyone keeps saying, "Have you got that in stock?" I say, "No, we sold out." When you're getting it back in stock, we don't remake it. Limited edition, everything.
What we do have in stock is a new Blue Panther.
Yeah, they've just come in stock. They've just come in stock.
Talk into your mic.
Right, anyway, I'm going to start with one question that wasn't in the 2 Pro 1 Slow Instagram questions because this is a good one.
We're really straight in then.
I was going to say, that's straight in.
No, but it's this one's been bubbling up for a while and it's from a mountain biker, Tommy.
Yeah, I know him. I've seen it. I've seen you sort of going back and forth together talking about this.
Who is it then?
I do know the name, but on the top of my head, I'm not even going to guess it.
It's Reese Wilson, yeah.
I was going to say Reese Owen for some reason, but Ree Wilson.
He's messaged me on frequent occasions before we did a question and answer, and he wants Tommy to explain how the combustion engine works.
A combustion engine or a engine?
Well, no, he said, just can you explain how a combustion engine works? Get Tommy to explain that when there's a video camera in front of him and a microphone, and we've got both.
I wouldn't know where to start about a combustion engine. If you ask me just my engine on a bike.
Go on then, how's that work?
Right, it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really know how my engine works.
You must have a rough idea.
I've never rebuilt an engine, but as a rough idea, I'd say four strokes. They've got four.
Well, so we go a bit further back. Do you know how to produce fire? Do you know what's required for fire?
Well, like matches. Or like two bits of wood can stroke together and it's a fire.
No, but
friction.
Like...
friction.
What's the... what elements are required to cause fire?
I wouldn't know. I know how to make a fire at home.
I was just trying to help you.
Because you're just making me look, trying to make me look thick straight away on the blog. A lot of people out there wouldn't know how an engine works.
It wasn't me that asked the question. Ed brought it up.
No,
I was trying to help
well,
you.
A lot of people wouldn't know that question.
Well, no, so but it's pretty obvious. You put fuel in your bike. Where does the fuel go?
My four-stroke don't have a carb, but it's two-stroke. It'd go into the carb.
Well, if it wasn't, it's going to get injected somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, fuel injection.
Into what, though? Where does it get injected to?
The cylinder.
What does the piston do?
Doesn't.
Goes up and down.
So where does the fuel go requiring that, and how does the fuel then get ignited?
I honestly have no interest in this question.
Move on, because that's a car crash of a question.
I doubt...
I'm not sure where you're expecting that
one. I would
say
95% of the riders that ride motorbikes would not know the answer.
I probably agree with them that.
Have you ever rebuilt an engine?
Not with my own hands, but I've witnessed it and I know how it works and the components of it.
I honestly don't think you would know.
What do you mean?
Well, I just...
So the fuel goes into the carb or the throttle body, which is then mixed with fuel, with oxygen, sorry, which is the other element of fire. That gets put in, which ignites the spark from your spark plug, which makes a bang, which causes your piston to go up and down, which then turns your crank, which then drives.
He's got a bit more of an idea.
Yeah, you got more of an idea than me. Well,
that's a very simplified version.
Well done.
That well, just
anyway,
we just got off to like just trying to.
Well, no, that's
been payback because you put me in a bad mood because you didn't tidy your mess up in the background.
I think that's overcomplicating it, what you've said there.
Well, we should all know about petrol because there's enough been spilt over the floor over there.
All off our tits because Tommy's just spilt half a jerry can of fuel on by the door.
That's a very strong smell.
I don't know. Anyway, Bill, how was Spain or your holiday or wherever you've been?
It was all right. Very good. Very worthwhile. I've had a good Super Enduro championship.
Where did you come?
I don't know. Bit of a nightmare, really. Went and did a month's worth of work for championship to be postponed or cancelled. Or
it's cancelled now.
No, well, it's postponed, but nobody really knows what's going to happen. Hopefully, there's talk of it being at the end of the year, but nobody really knows. So then decided to mix it up, found a change of scenery and headed to Italy, met up with Manny and went to Sardinia for a week, which was actually very good. I was very impressed with Sardinia's riding possibilities. And then, yeah, another week in Italy, which was also very nice. So, bit of a disaster, but then we made the most of it.
Talk to me about your 1996 Honda, Tommy.
Yeah, well, if you've been watching my vlogs, I got a 1996 Honda. It's been dropped at Wob's house, and now Wob is doing the business on it, really. We're going to go back in a couple of weeks and have a look, or actually probably a few days after this drops, I reckon, isn't it?
Friday, didn't he?
Yeah, I was planning on going today, actually, but he says it's in 1,000 pieces and it is coming together, but would be better off waiting a little bit
Does he not need any help putting it back together?
That's what he wants me to do.
Oh, he wants you to wait until it's the day where it gets put back together.
Yeah, he says we could do it with a hand, so if you just don't mind waiting.
Well, do they need a couple of people making the teas and the coffees?
The people to put the engine together.
not you then.
No, so he said there'll actually be parts going together on the bike, so we're better off waiting a few more days. So I reckon next Saturday, whenever Ed puts this out. I'm not sure, but
this is probably
going to
go out Monday.
Okay, so...
yeah, so 5 days after.
Yeah. And then we're going to go pick it. Well, not pick it up. We're just going to go film it because there was quite a lot of interest.
It's not
going to
be ready to ride, is it?
No. But it's quite nice to just see everything, the parts, different bits. He had so much down there. I see you put on his Instagram. He had two Suzukis. It was a real trick.
Are you planning on riding this bike?
He's supposed to ride it.
So there's two Suzukis down there that look trick. Dave Strybos World Championship one. So basically, Wob has so much stuff down at the... it's just nice to go down there, and we'll give you a little bit of a tour more about what he actually does there, his parts, because he's got another business. And, people was interested. So we're going to go down there and show you around a little bit more, and then show you the progress we've made before. And then the third part will be...
Have you got any free
pretty
shit?
Much build for the bike. Mm. Yeah, well, I'll just show that in the vlog. I'm not really sure what I've got. Wob's sorted it.
You need a clutch, don't you?
Yeah, I do need a clutch, actually. Wob keeps pestering me, but I think we're just going to put the standard clutch in now. He wanted a Hinson.
Yeah, anything to get it going will do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so we're going to go back down there, see what Wob's doing, see the progress on my bike. But if you haven't watched it, it's quite a good first one, and I think the second and third one me riding, it's going to be mega.
The podcast took off, didn't it, after the first go?
I was most impressed. Tommy, that didn't want to be on a podcast.
Tommy stole the show.
Tommy, that didn't want to be on a podcast. That stole the show on the podcast and then has begged us for the last 2 weeks to come home so we can do another podcast.
No, I haven't begged you. Why fuck?
Come on, man. We need to do another podcast.
No, that's Ed that's been saying that.
Because we're monetized now.
Ed's trying to line up sponsors now, so we have to get like...
We have actually had two.
Yeah, we've got
two interests.
I've
in
seen his proposals. Anyone else wants to sponsor?
I can see on the proposal the money bit.
No, I haven't spoke money yet.
Oh.
I just wanted to see how lucrative it could be for you.
That's good.
Are you happy with that? Yeah. Tell me that didn't want to be involved with a podcast. Just fucking stupid idea.
I don't think we're going to be sat on a beach retired with the money.
I want to take credit for this purchase, because even Ed wasn't fully on board when I first
I wasn't on board with the podcast.
I just thought it's too good an opportunity to miss.
I wasn't on board with it because I thought another job for me, to be honest with you. Fucking cheers, thanks.
Yeah, but you love jobs.
Well, yeah, but now I've got him to edit for and you.
Yeah, well, he...
Yeah, you've been having a go again.
Nah.
In fact, while we're on the subject of your YouTube channel, you've blown up on YouTube.
Since we were here, yeah, I haven't edited any of my vlog.
He's had a blow up.
And we had a good video. 200,000.
Yeah, I seen that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a vlog, though, was it? It was just sort of edited.
It was a movie segment.
Video. Movie segment.
We directed it ourselves, though. They edited it, I suppose, but we...
Yeah, we directed, filmed it.
We were filming, filmer/director.
I've actually not even watched it.
I don't care.
You bet you have.
No, I haven't. I've done it. Unless I've swear on my life, I've not watched that YouTube thing.
Oh, well.
I've been actually really busy lately.
What with?
Doing what?
Fuck, I don't know, just times.
What have you been doing that's so busy? Like what?
Don't know, just been flat out.
What? You weren't flat out at Gil Common the other day, have you? Someone else was.
Did you get beat?
I didn't even get beat. I had a good day at Gil Common the other day.
He had a go at a vlog as well on his own, and I had to go.
I haven't.
Do it properly.
Then edit a go the next day and do it for you. Next week.
Apparently he kept pointing the camera at everyone. They just was not interested and walked away and went, fuck off, mate, with that camera.
Yeah, it started off really good, and I thought, this is coming on well. Like, I'd done an intro as I was driving in the track, and I just thought that was good. Now I've got out of the van, and there's a couple of big wigs from Honda there. And I thought, I filmed them, and they were like, oh, yeah, vlogging today. And I was like, yeah, vlogging. On the vlog, you're on the vlog. And they're like, hey, I'm not on the vlog. And then the next thing, I was like, this is good. It's really good. And then I sort of started riding, and then I just...
Did you lose interest?
Yeah, not lose interest. I just thought, what can I film now? Right. And I didn't get the camera out again after that. Just nothing happened. And it's hard when I've got no one to really...
He started the other day, Bill. He's on the way to Gail Common. He said, where's the camera? And was at Starbucks. I said, no. He went, what?
I said,
we're not starting vlogging in the Starbucks. Let's wait till we get to the track, do it properly.
It's hard. I've had times where I've started them and then you just feel awkward, don't you? And you just get shy.
You just put the camera, start stamping on it.
I've had it quite a few times, to be fair. I won't lie.
I'm feeling more confident now with it.
You're
getting better.
Yeah, there's still better times when you just think, this isn't the right vibe, and then
because if someone's not in a good mood and you're in like the good mood, and you start pulling a camera on them, you just feel awkward.
It's so but much better when there's two of you.
It's easier. It's easier awesome. When you're being filmed. Like, way easier to get it done. But and then there's times also when you've done it and think, ah, oh, that'd be useless. I won't actually use any of that. But then that's you cool. actually come to edit it and you're like, oh, that actually works. Because
yeah,
you always
find that when I come to edit stuff.
I find you.
You've not sat in on the edit process yet and understood how it
you haven't even been a part. You haven't even been sat with him. You haven't even witnessed what goes on. Never mind, done it.
I do look and it's...
Can you stop doing that?
I do look and it's hard to edit stuff. I'm going to buy the program, Final X.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not. What's it called?
Final X Pro. Cut.
Yeah, all of them, but not in the right way. But we'll good, give it you.
Yeah,
Final Cut Pro X. That's yay. The one.
He's got it.
I actually think I am, because I just think I need to do it.
What do
bit
you
on my
think
own.
You can possibly gain from you downloading that app?
Well, just learn it.
Yeah.
Well, you've learned it, and you're not the brightest. Spark, are you?
Fuck off.
How long does it actually take you to do an edit?
Nah, because I also found that. You can edit them way more simple than you think. Yeah. And they actually go better. It makes more sense to people if they just cut fast. And
not the
less effort you put into them. That's the wrong use of words. But you can definitely over-edit it and make a lot of work for yourself that doesn't actually really reflect in the user feedback.
I just try and eliminate dead spots.
It just depends. On what's happened and stuff, and also I am actually reasonably busy and have some other things going on. So
that was another thing he said. Yeah, he goes, why is Billy not putting any videos out? I'm like, he rides his bike for 9 hours a day. Sometimes you did.
Yeah, you're my lack of activity.
No, I just said you hadn't. I don't know. I can't even remember that conversation.
I
can imagine it's very difficult to edit. Even Tom, the massage bloke who was out with you, he says if he's not riding, he's sat there editing.
Just grinding.
No,
it's commitment. It's committed.
Just grinding.
Committed to the grind.
So,
any more mountain biking?
I've heard a bit of, like, when you was out there, I heard when Billy goes riding, you just go, no, this is good. This is a good subject because we've not really touched on it. I didn't really want to talk to him much because I haven't seen him since Spain. And
what, when he has a good day riding?
Yeah, now I was just bumped down to him. I just bumped into him down the bottom there and knew he was here. But I said, no, we'd just talk on the podcast because otherwise we'd say the funny bits without it. And I just get people messaging me like, is Billy okay? And I'm like, and I'm like, yeah, it should be. Why? And they're like, and
nice.
I've been chatting to him this afternoon. He seems sound. And they're like, well, he had a massive crash today. And I'm like, not mentioned it. And then we say to Billy, like, did you ever crash today? And he goes, a little slip off. And I just like, are you sure it was a slip off? Because I got told you jumped off midair, landed on your feet and ended in the bush. Like, people thought you was dead. It was quite big, I suppose.
The exact scenario you're referring to, I will admit, could have been very, very big. But the actual way I got out of it, I landed and then just slid off the back of the bike and just withheld any impact from going through the ankles or the wrists and ended up on my feet. And I was walking after the bike before the bike had even stopped rolling forward.
And how did that happen? Like, how did you get yourself in that situation?
There's this jump. Well, it's like a jump into like a set of whoops, like rollers, sorry, I'll call it. And I'd seen a few videos on the gram of people quadding it, and I was doing the triple, like, I'd probably only done 3 or 4 laps of the track.
Oh, is that early on?
Yeah, it was on about my 5th lap. I was doing the triple, like, without even thinking about it on tickover. Like,
yeah,
it just, you just do the triple. It's not even difficult at all. So I was like, can't be much harder to go for the quads. And I was on about my 5th lap. And I went for it. And it's like rollers into the takeoff and then into rollers. And I got the rollers not quite that good on the lap I was going to commit to it. And I thought, oh, well, the triple goes that easy. I generally took off, well, committed to it thinking this can't be difficult at all to clear. So I got the rollers before it a little bit shit. So I wasn't carrying that much speed. I ended up I was on my enduro bike as well. So I hit the takeoff and kind of G'd out a bit, bottomed out a little bit. And then I G'd out a bit and it just pinged us up into the air. As soon as I took off, I went, I'm going far too high and not forward enough.
Front wheel high?
No, just far too high. Like it's weird. The triple you make so easy, but then you go to do the quad and you just seem to go upwards as opposed to going forward. And I took off and I wasn't actually that far. I landed kind of on the knuckle.
Oh, I thought you looped out mid-jump.
That's what I mean. You just get us out of...
Oh, I'm picturing like you pulled up like you do, just like manhandled the bike up in the air. And you're going halfway
it's a proper takeoff.
Just jump off the bike.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't even leave the bike in the air at all.
Oh, okay. So you've landed.
So I took off and I also went, for some reason, I was still on the track, but you take off, it's like a split section and the jump's on the right side of the track. And I like went off to the left, which is also slightly higher, the landing. And yeah, I just landed like on the knuckle, but because my suspension was so soft, if I'd have stayed on the bike, I think it would have just bounced us over the bars.
Oh, she decided to eject.
So I landed and I timed it to perfection, to be fair. As the wheels touched the ground, I just kind of slid off the bike.
What did you have? Did you have super endurance suspension?
Yeah, it slid off, just like let the seat slide from underneath my ass. Rolled off the back, like not even rolled off the back, just let it go, and then was like, whoa. And then I thought, fuck me, that could hurt. That could have hurt. And then but I was fine, like, didn't.
In the day before, you crashed the day before? You didn't mention this one either in the group chat. It was just mega day. Oh,
I didn't.
He didn't mention any of them.
I didn't. No. I said I hated it. The red sand was horrible the day I was there. But
why? Too rough?
You actually said slippy. It was a waste of time going, didn't
just
you?
Just hard and slippy. And yeah, the takeoffs are so long of the jumps. The jumps are sketchy.
No, we don't want to slag red sands off on the podcast.
No, it was just bad weather. It was raining and it was quite hard. I think it obviously been...
Red Sand has got really long takeoffs and small downsides, and the track's built, especially the GP track's built pretty bad. If your suspension's not stiff, then it's...
Yeah, I was on... going back to Ed, I was on my... I had a kind of a bit of a mixed match of a bike. I took my... That suspension, actually. I was on my Super Enduro bike, but I changed the gear and so it was a bit longer for motocross because I was having a week off Super Enduro. Cheers, Tommy.
Tommy's back's probably hurting him, so sat back.
And then I had that suspension, which is off a 450 enduro bike, which is still rather soft for motocross. What was I going on? So that one, it could have been big. I didn't leave the bike in midair, like for some reason you seem to think I did.
Okay, yeah. And Red Sand's crash.
Red Sand's on again.
Is this 2 days in a row you crashed?
Yeah, we didn't hear about any of them. Just... decent days, no problems.
I didn't say it. I don't even think I spoke to you after the first day. That was on the sighting lap of the track because I'd been riding the GP track and it was hot. I wasn't really enjoying it. The landings of the jumps were just such big impacts. So I went on the, I don't know what it's called, when you're driving in the one on the right,
yeah,
the quite hard
my
one.
Favorite one.
It was quite good. I thoroughly enjoyed it anyway. Quite rutty. But first lap, I was just cruising around, and then I went on. I was around the outside, and I was had one hand on. I think I was adjusting something in my goggles or something. Had one hand on, and for some reason, my right hand. I had one hand on, and then I hit a bump as I was just pottering around the outside of the berm, and my right hand just full on like chicken wing, whiskey throttled. You know, and you see like Ronnie Mac just. Wheelie his bike off the top of a berm. I just did that into the fence. The bike went straight through the fence and I was just still on the berm looking at it like, oh dear, the fence is...
Did you wreck it?
The fence is down. Well, it wasn't the most substantial of fences.
I'm not about the fence. What about your bike?
I know, the bike was brand new. The fence, it landed and the fence just took all its impact. It didn't travel far.
Is this what this cut on your arm's all about?
No, that was off a tree. That was off...
How many crashes have you had during your trip?
Most of your crashes happen at motocross tracks, or are they...
No, we crash.
I don't really see you crash at enduro.
We'll crash like 20 times a day when we ride extreme enduro. Like, it's all we do, basically.
Yeah, but they're normally graceful, quite graceful crashes.
I got stuck in a tree the other day. Did you see that on Instagram?
We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm just going to restart
this
camera.
Is that in your notes, is it?
No, I'm just going to need to restart the camera because we've not upgraded.
Camera go now.
You're back.
He's
dropped his wallet.
Nothing in there.
never a truer statement.
There is, yeah.
Come on then.
Have you paid Jay yet?
Ed paid him with keks.
Yeah, he didn't pay me.
Oh, my vlog's going to go live in a minute.
In 40 minutes it is, yeah. You're right. 40 minutes.
Pretty excited.
Good one, that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Did you?
Generally.
Am I close enough to this to probably be laying not. Back and on the mic?
Have you got him turned higher than Nick?
Well, yeah. I don't know. You closer the better.
A bit, yeah, I'll just go forward a bit. Yeah, I've got a new vlog.
Why don't you get your notes out, Bill? Let's have a little flick through what you've got to talk about.
I told you mine on the phone. I think we're fairly similar.
I've got one.
Anyway, I'd just like to say, I'd just like to go back to me crashing. It doesn't happen that often. It just, when it does, it's usually quite entertaining, actually. I've been on a good spell, though. Considerably better than of recent years.
Of crashing?
Like, not that much compared to used to. Like, for when I first started enduro, it was a daily occurrence. I would nearly, like, I admit, they were big.
Your teammate had a crash the other day.
Because.
Pardon, Jake?
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's fine. The crashes I was watching at you that day when you was building your super enduro track, that was fucking brilliant. Well, and that pipe, when you was trying to whip the pipe into.
Yeah, I know. Because I had in mind
They was like, did
I ever tell you? Oh, I don't know if it's been publicly broadcast. The first night we tried to film that, I went up there with him and said, right, don't jump anything. I'm going to go and get the drone. And 10 seconds later, all I hear was.
My bike hit neutral on that second.
Then him
death
coming
double.
Down the field with snap bars. Well, not the bars, but snap. But everyone was bent, snapped off.
It wasn't bent. It was just twisted. Triple clamps, twisted heads, exaggerating.
No, the triple clamps were twisted. The headlight was smashed.
That wasn't off that.
Well, that's
what was that from then?
That was off doing that transfer when the landing of it blew the headlight out. The knack-knack transfer.
No, but the sort of stuff you don't get scared about, I would just do once and I'd just go, ooh, today's done. Like,
you're an enduro rider now, though.
No, but I still don't like. I still don't like scary moments. If I had one of his moments that he just goes, do you see that? And I just go, yeah, like. That's probably. Are you going to do that again? And he's like, yeah, get your phone out. And now I just think, well, that's dangerous.
He does like the scary
pipe,
crash.
The pipe scrub. I had a vision in my mind of how I wanted it to look, and it just wasn't possible in real life.
No, I thought it still looked great.
Yeah, no, the scrubs actually still turned out good, but I wanted to have, like, sit down and just clip it, like, with your foot as it goes up. But when you sit down off that pipe, it just kicks you too high, as I'd seen as we were testing it.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't bother doing that.
Yeah, it'll soon be summer. Soon be another time for a build. Well, we should build your track, your motocross track.
I thought you were. I thought that was in.
You can't get a track builder in this country.
Yeah, you can't get one of them. Anyone that builds a track, you just text them or ring them.
14 months I've been asking a track to get someone to build a track.
But I thought you had plans in place to make.
Oh, we've got vlogs. That's another lucrative sponsorship deal. It's really.
You had sponsorship to get your tracks. You've been keeping your change. Keep keeping your coins at the end of the day to pay for your track for the last 2 years, haven't you?
Yeah. Now we've got a vlog coming out with a track build. We've got plans.
Well, it's not coming out. We haven't even filmed it.
No, I know, but
it's like, all an idea.
The plans, yeah.
Yeah, but it'll not take you long to do that, Ed.
No. Get that done.
No,
get that built and done and edit in and out all in one day.
Won't
please.
Take him long to do that, will it, Tommy?
Shouldn't do.
But we'll get on with
it. We're going to do a track. It's a plan. We're going to rebuild the track, vlog it. So I just want a whole new track, but it's quite hard to get people out to build a track. People are busy, aren't they? So
we could have a go ourselves, but I'm not that skilled in
it.
No, we're trying to do the super enduro track ourselves. Yeah. We did it half a day and went, let's get a track built.
I'm capable of lifting pipes in.
We started and just went, let's get a
track
built.
The track plan I've got goes straight over your.
What, you want to flatten his?
Yeah, we're flattening his. So I'm just going to put a start straight there or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's a waste of space.
Why don't you see if you can do a lap round it?
Yeah, you can't. There's no point bringing it.
A dry day, I'll piss that.
Well, a whole lap? Absolutely not. You're not allowed to skip any obstacle.
Not as long as you've got a hole in your arse, are you doing that?
I'm going to get suspension done on my...
On your enduro bike?
I've seen it's clean. Is that still dirty from that last time we rode 5 and 3?
Yeah, it is. I've not been on it since. I've been busy riding motorbikes.
That was when one of my notes. What have you been doing?
Just daily grind. I've been riding a lot lately. I've been enjoying that. I've been practicing a lot. The team have been coming up as well, so I've been knuckling down, really putting in what I feel is very, very solid days. So I'm quite happy with my progress with that. And then
when's your race season?
My life's not
like
really
start?
Like exciting. Other than I go to a track, I ride, I come back, chill, go to a track again.
Mr. Gareth Hockey actually wants to come on this podcast.
He'd be a good guest.
Yeah, he would be funny.
I quite like Gareth.
Yeah, we could ask him, is there actually going to be a season?
You like him because he pays you a load of money to go to Western every year. It's the only reason you like him.
God.
That was another a question that they got asked today. Is Tommy going to ride a British Extreme race? And it was many people have asked
if
he got prize money or entry money.
He's never going to do a British Extreme race. Don't ask stupid questions. But would you rather
I thought that one Ed done was a British Extreme.
Yeah, what, you think, would you do that?
Round the woods and in the stream.
So anyway, would you rather do a British Extreme or Western?
He wants to do Western.
He wants to get paid to go to Western.
I thought
you said you wanted to go Western. You said you could beat Billy at Western.
Yeah, I'd beat Billy at Western.
You could if you were in such a minge.
No.
I've got wet gloves.
Yeah, you'd hate
Ed,
that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
Ed, what am I going to do? I've got wet gloves.
What if it's a dry day? Do your gloves still get wet?
Yeah, chances are it's not going to be wet.
The sea still comes in off the strait and it sprays on you.
They fill the
holes up with water anyway.
You're going to ask no them chance. To build it further up the beach.
So it's more just normal sand.
All right, yeah.
Have you ever been?
I'm guessing not, judging off that statement.
In different places on holiday. I know you used to go there as a kid on holiday every year, but I tend to go abroad.
All right.
Big time. Huh?
Big time.
We used to go to...
little flex there.
We used to go to Mallorca.
Did you?
Talking about holidays, Centre Parks is a holiday place, isn't it? Do you remember when you were 16 years old and before Vulcan's World, you used to go to Centre Parks and spend all day in the swimming pool and then the next day win the GP? Generally did. Go down the slides all day.
Go down the slides.
No, we used to just,
honestly, that was when you were as a doer then.
Yeah. You were just all come, so... We used to just turn up at a GP, first thing, mini bike out the back of the van, like nowhere, just pulling that out. Wham, that was started up. Tear around the pits. Just obviously people think.
No, the first port of call was to KTM to fill it up with fuel because we'd never have any
fuel.
Go get some food from the Red Bull tent. And then, if I was at Molson before, it was just tear around on mini bikes, Balkan Squad, any GP. But then we used to go to Centre Parks. Jump over the fence because it was like £2 to get in.
You used to tear the mini bike down Centre Parks, I remember it.
Mini bike straight to Centre Parks, moral security shouting, park the mini bike up sometimes at the security bloke. Go into the thing, over the little thing, just play in the pool all day, Friday, hours in the pool. And then just go back over, even in 2007 when I'd have been on factory KTM, same thing, hours in the pool, and then just back to the truck. Go to sleep, go up, podium the next day, no problem. Just thought, can't wait to go that round next year. That pool's mega.
Honestly, that's exactly how it went down.
Now they run it a bit early because the slides outside were mega, but it's a bit cold in the winter because it's like early.
Can you imagine someone like Prado just going, oh, hang on, I'm not coming to this press conference.
Yeah, we're not going to bother with...
I'm just off to the pool.
We're not bothering with the press conference.
The young kids still do the same thing. If you're 17, everyone's 17.
Yeah, but not then go and win the GP the next day.
No, I reckon, like, obviously when Prado and that were young, I'm pretty sure Hurlings would have done the same, and he was in the pool sometimes. Well, when he would have been in the pool, I was older. I was, like, 23, so...
What's your favourite kind of water slide? Do you like ones where you're getting a dink, where you're getting the rubber ring, or do you like to just go bareback?
Rubber ring now, because them little divots, like...
Oh, do they hit the shoulder?
No, I don't have my shoulders at the back. Because I feel like they could cut me open.
Have you seen his warm-up routines in his latest vlog?
He's got some moves there. Ed's made you look like a mug.
He does most vlogs, but I'm sort of embracing it
now. I've revived your career.
No, it's doing me favours.
How long was the list of changes from the most recent vlog?
To change one thing last night, and I said no.
I wanted to put... Dave comes up and... Obviously, when we put him up,
I see Dave was very talkative in the vlog. Is he warming up to the vlog?
Yeah,
he's
warming up life. Slowly.
He was like, you could tell he was like acting all casual, but was liking that he was on the camera.
I think he's coming round to it a little bit more now. He's not like number one fan of the vlogs, but I said, can you put on it like when Dave comes up, 3-time world champion, just to like big up the audience, you know, make it look like I've got.
I could do it, but it's just, if my internet's so shit that it just take me like another does, 4 hours
takes
to upload something.
About yeah, so 3 days to upload a video.
This is the podcast. Honestly, that took so long to upload.
Yeah, I just wanted like the tags. That was it. Say Dave Thorpe, world champion, team owner. So it's like gave people a little bit of. They knew that a lot of people watching it won't
know.
Yeah,
a lot of your younger fans won't know the background of that, will they?
No, a lot of the
tell them on here. Tell them you just kind of have it. You just kind of have.
That was the only change I made. I think it was.
He's getting better at the changes. Yeah. He's getting better at Tommy Ten Takes as well. He can do it all in one go now.
I know. I didn't do one thing twice.
Good point.
But we're not really talking about anything. When we was doing the K-Tech videos, we was more trying to.
Yeah, you were and you were trying to pretend that you knew what was going on inside suspension and. With motorbikes, that was the best one.
Yeah. I didn't even try to explain.
Scripted he was.
Yeah,
though.
He was.
No. You're trying to pick on me again.
I'm not.
I didn't try and explain anything. The professional was explaining stuff, and I was just going over clickers. But then I was saying stuff like, and the winner is here, and we're at K-Tech today, and that sort of stuff. It just, I was new to the vlogs, and I thought it had to be right, where now I don't mind if I get it wrong. You know what I mean? I think it adds to it sometimes. Mm.
Shall I whip up some questions off this YouTube?
Yeah, do some questions. I'd like to, I don't know, I feel like we need to, people like the other one, but I'd like to give a bit of more information on stuff.
Well, that's why if you answer some people's questions.
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah, okay, bit that. Of user feedback.
Oh, first one. I actually spoke to you about this the other day.
If you would like to ask questions for the next vlog, it's been on the 2Pro1Slow Instagram page, which you can find on Instagram. So there.
First one then. This when are you guys coming to Scotland to shred?
I went to Dunn's last year. Is that Scotland?
Yeah, that's Scotland. Haverick, Scotland, or I would suss that out yet. Haverick, but to be Scotland. Fair, it's funny. No, it's not any. But
it was part of the Scottish Championship. Someone, right?
No, it's him that said it was.
Oh right.
He said it was on the last podcast, and but it's funny you said that because when we were in Spain, Callum Green also said that. He's really? Been to Scotland because he's rode at Haverick.
Yeah. Well, we said that we need to do a Scotland road trip.
A Scotland trip would be cool because there's
you want to go like really high up in Scotland?
No, mountain biking, like go for a week.
There's some sick motocross tracks in Scotland, real
yeah,
sick ones.
There is really good tracks. I wouldn't mind going in a couple of weeks, but I done a training day at Dunn's last year. You actually come with a little road trip, didn't we? Because I picked you up on the way.
Yeah, because you were just moaning about how far you had to drive by yourself.
It's only a couple of hours past Newcastle, isn't it?
The next...
Dunn's a good track.
Next one then, where did you all meet? I met you years ago, didn't I? Here. Your manager brought you
in. I used to live at Dobby's house and...
How did I meet you? Through Dobby as well?
Yeah, because you were training for Romaniacs.
And he was... Where did Dobby go? Dude, I've got that kid you want to train with.
No, you think you were injured?
Nah, I'm sure...
I don't know. How did you?
I actually met you. You don't know. You didn't know. Was at Designations. At Designations at ENA.
Years ago.
And what year was that? 12? No, it wasn't 12. 15?
15, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ride?
No. Didn't get picked.
Did you not?
No, I was injured.
Shock. He didn't come. I just went on a full piss up there.
Yeah, I've seen the video of Jeff.
Jeff ate a cigarette.
That was outrageous. I've never witnessed anything like that campsite. That
was mad.
I've never been.
That was your element, wasn't it?
Oh, just walking around the next morning.
The police came with tear gas. It was out of hand.
But all they did was like break it up for like 5 minutes and then just.
Was it you that told me you went to sleep and you woke up and there was something in a hole?
No, yeah. The Saturday night, like the main madness night, I was staffing in a tent and went to bed. I don't know, quite late. Anyway, woke up ready for practice of race day, probably a couple hours sleep, and came out of the tent the next morning, and on the exact path that I'd walked back to the tent the night before, there was a hole big enough, and inside the hole was a sit-on lawnmower, and the hole was big enough to the point where like the lawnmower was completely in the hole.
Covered.
And it wasn't there when I went to bed a couple hours prior.
And what, they dug a hole that day?
They dug a hole and crashed a sit-on lawnmower into this hole.
And more than likely probably set it on fire because everything was on fire.
You'd walk around in the morning and you'd just go, blown up engine, burnt out car, burnt out motorbike, burnt out moped, burnt out tent, another blown up engine. It was just like burn marks on the grass.
Destinations are amazing.
Do you remember at the Des Nations one year that there was, I don't know, it was when I very first met you, Tommy, there was like a tent to get somewhere and you needed an orange band to get in. He'd got a magazine of the...
That was Erne.
Was it Erne as well?
2004.
He'd got the magazine where they're like the programme, got the KTM advert and cut the orange band across the bottom.
I've got a lot of time. I've got a lot. There's been a lot of wristband improvisation goes on in between over the years, to be fair, but that's a good effort.
I used to be
what, you're buying up the programmes and selling the wristband?
Yeah,
what?
The programmes were like a fiver and the wristbands the game were like 50 quid.
The best, if there's, if you're ever at an event, actually, I probably shouldn't say this on you, but if you're ever at an event and there's like a poster of displaying what wristbands are allowed in certain areas, you know, they've got like...
Yeah, and then pink, it says void through it normally.
Yeah, or it says...
Sample.
Pink. I'll be on like a piece of paper, a pink one, and I'll have... there'll be like three colours without a line through, then two with a line through. So just pull the whole poster off the wall and cut them out.
That's a bit naughty.
You can be whatever one. You can be whatever you want to be then.
Go wherever you want.
Track manager, marshal, press.
Talking about destinations, we had that little road trip to Assen. That was sort of our first. That was quite a big bonding trip for me and you, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, well,
we touched on that last time. That was
talking about the burnt out cars, all he wanted to do was hang around the
fireworks. Me some fireworks. Anyone with fireworks? Anyone got any fireworks?
Didn't want to go to the hotel. Didn't want to go into town to go out. Just wanted to stay.
I had wanted a chainsaw and shit on
chainsaw,
fire.
Chainsaw, fireworks, and
yeah,
noise.
But it's mad. Like, if anyone's never been and you just want to witness what the end of the world was going to look like.
Campsite,
Motocross of Nations, it's indescribable, the goings on.
Yeah.
There's another question.
If you're a
question.
Motocross fan, you haven't witnessed that, you need to witness that before you...
I was still a trials rider when I went to Erne. I was on my way home.
You must have a big eye-opener then.
Oh, it was mad. Me and Jack Price had been in Spain, did a couple of world rounds on training. We're driving home and we're like, oh, it's not that far off route to the Motocross Nations, so we'll go. I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we bought a tent just from the shop, Decathlon or somewhere. And before I left, we were like debating, should we buy bin bags or do you reckon they'll let we have fires and stuff like that? We were literally debating whether we'd be allowed to set rubbish on fire. Turned up and within about 15 minutes of being there, we're both just sat on the van roof, just looking around thinking, where are we? Wait, what? Where are we?
You were out of your depth at the first.
No, I was just looking.
That's the maddest one I've ever been to.
I just was just sat. I can remember it was late afternoon within... probably 50 foot of where there was a circle track for pit bikes where people were just riding around until they either crashed into each other or fell off because they were that dizzy. There was a super bike with a paving slab that was just doing burnouts until the tire blew up. There was a lawnmower with an engine in, which a guy was just pouring oil into the exhaust outlet and just the biggest clouds of black smoke were coming out. And there was like a full GP pit bike track weaving in and out of camper vans, like people smashing heads off wing mirrors. Some guy dressed as a chicken disappeared on a quad and came back with two
eggs.
Start gates. Two start gates. it was madness.
It's proper, isn't it?
You were saying, Erne, was the maddest one.
The maddest one.
I don't think you could ever top
by
that.
By far. But like, by far. I turned up.
There was a streaker running across the top. There's everyone like, 30 portaloos in a row, and there was a streaker running across the top.
You weren't racing it, were you? I turned up to it.
No, I went to Vegas. I'd done a GP. I was injured all year, and I'd done a Glen Helen last round, and I went to Vegas after instead of destination.
I'd done it. I ended the Monster Energy mini bike pit bike race completely pissed and got fourth, and then went straight from there to the campsite and entered like an illegal mini bike race.
No. Mini bike race in the campsite it turned into tandem racing or like twos up on a mini bike.
Did you see that quad that got like blew up and got dragged into the middle and then the geezer just sat on it, tried to start it for ages and couldn't, so he just put a rag in the fuel pipe, lit it on fire and walked off, and then everyone just started dousing bottles and
I
shit.
I got on the back of a mini bike and I just thought, fucking hell, whoever's on this can ride.
Got off in hospital that weekend, Shady Sean.
Oh yeah, that was so bad. Do you know Shady Sean?
Nah.
Fuck me. He had the biggest.
They were twos up, weren't they?
He was twos up on a scooter and he crashed coming back from the Monster Party downhill. As he crashed, he's lost the front and then hit like a chain link fence, and the chain link fence has ripped his kneecap clean off. And then he was all like.
He was in hospital for months.
Yeah, he was in hospital for months, but they wrapped him up like in that foil blanket. And I just remember Cottrell running into the camper and go, J.D. Sean's wrapped up like a Christmas tree. I just went, what the fuck do you mean?
I'll just finish this before we move off the designations topic.
So you'd be here for hours.
I get on the back of this mini bike and we're ripping. I'm thinking, this guy's fucking shit hot. I get off and it was Ferrandez. I promise. I got off and my mate's like, fuck, that's Ferrandez. I was like, no. And he turns on and he's going, leave.
Did he win?
Well, that was the illegal one, and I think it was just an oval we're racing.
Oh, yeah, it was mad. There was like 50 bikes, people pulling in.
I just jumped on the back of someone, and he didn't blink an eyelid, he just set off.
Yeah, he's the type of person that would get really
Since then, I've been diehard Ferrandez fan.
Yeah,
he also turned up to the campsite in a camper van and just pinned it flat out across the field, like, whoops. The back of the camper van was like lifting up off the ground. About 20 people were clinging onto his bumper, just getting dragged across the grass.
Yeah, they're just like,
he's just hanging out the window, wild. laughing his head off. Anyway, but that's enough. Before we talk for hours about.
Let's try and keep him quick fire. Yeah. There's similar sort of topic to a few of these questions. Is the slow one actually slow? And then it's sort of most of them other say,
yes.
Who's the slow one?
Ed.
Well, I am slow, but if we're talking about, depending on what we're talking about.
That's actually true.
Yeah, I probably am the slowest one, but technically I'm a lot better at other things than you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely enduro.
So two pro, one slow.
I am actually slow. I don't like speed. I really don't like speed.
But that's not really the reason. It was just because we're actually...
Someone else actually came up with that.
Ed's actually very good on a...
It was one of Stan's mates came up with that.
Yeah. Who did come up with
that? It was a comment on Instagram.
We did, and then he did as well, didn't we?
No,
someone come up with a name.
Someone come up with a comment on Instagram.
We asked for suggestions.
Like, really early on, it was like one of the first suggestions.
Is TS as bad as on the tools as Ed makes out on the vlogs?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I highly disagree.
No, I'd say worse.
I'd say worse.
No.
Yes. You just proved it. You don't know anything about the bike.
No, not an engine. No, I don't. But I could do everything on a bike other than an engine.
Other than what? Rebuild the engine.
You couldn't.
Could you put the engine back in the front?
Ask me things.
Yeah.
No. Ask me things what I could do on a bike if I'm at a practice track.
All right.
Fill it up with fuel.
Yes.
Could you change your tyre?
No. Because, no. Last year, I changed his tyre on his motocross, on his 450 and on his pit bike.
No.
In about the same space of a week.
I've never changed a tyre on my own, no.
Could you change the chain?
Yes.
How, if it was a rivet link?
Not sure what a rivet link is. But, no. Just hear me out before you start shaking your heads. Just a normal chain out the packet. I could get a chain thing that pops the thing out, do it, put the other link back in.
Okay.
I could change sprockets.
Shock.
I could change a shock. I've done a shock before. I've changed my forks, changed wheels. I could pretty much do everything. Yeah, I've changed loads of clutches.
I was going to say, I've done plenty of clutches.
Yeah, exactly. Clutch a lot. Change clutch.
Can Billy do 3 laps of the Super Enduro track before Tommy can do 1?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, he won't get over the barrier. Yeah, barrier into the rocks, no way.
No, the barriers. I think I could do it. I need to practice properly, though.
No, I think we could make it slightly. But on that, to be fair, and in the actual race, when they do the international class, they put extra logs and stuff in pallets in between, like the matrix. And they put pallets in, so it's not like a bigger... each one's not...
Oh, well, they lift them in.
They put like pallets in so you can basically just skim everything if you go fast enough. So you should maybe enter international class.
No, I wouldn't do that. But no, I would struggle with some of the stuff on the enduro. I think I just need to practice, don't I?
This man here, Wesley Bear Park, he knows what's up. But why have you not bought Ed a new compressor yet? He's been on it now for a week.
In Disco Dave's infinite storage facilities up north, there'd have been a spare compressor. I said that to you.
My
air compressor. Insisted on buying...
Who's Disco Dave, Dan?
You insisted that you were going to fix yours.
Well, I thought it was the motor. I've changed the motor. I've changed every single part and I still can't get it to work.
If anyone out there has any air compressors, Ed...
Why don't you set up a GoFundMe page?
Honestly. Get the Patreon page popping. That's the first thing I'll buy. Right, let me get you another one. After your last rant, Tommy, on the podcast, what would be an easier topic to make on YouTube then? Because you said motocross was hard, but mountain bike
Rant was fucking brilliant.
What do you mean, an easier topic?
Well, you said mountain bikers can make topic easy, like content easier.
What?
So what? And you said motocross was hard to do it. So what would be easier then? How think of
the motocross?
Yeah,
I think enduro is quite easy.
Easy content or easy to do?
Not easy to do. No, I don't. I still don't get the question really. So what's easy?
Well, you said on the podcast last time, didn't you, about the mountain bikers, how they can do it?
No, they can come up with good content.
Did you see your man Matt went back and smashed himself into the tree and done it this time?
Or no, did you not? I've not been watching much YouTube lately.
Just more roaring log fires and Peppa
Pig. No, I've not even had the log fire on at all lately. I've been busy.
Busy.
But I just think they can, expanding on my rant, they can make different stuff. Like, they do different things easier. They go to a different set of woods and they build a different thing that they can do.
Yeah, slightly off
where us, it's agenda. I go to a track. And listen,
I think their industry kind of sees YouTube as a lot more important also, so they kind of get a
lot. Is that why you've got this thing behind us?
Lot more reward for their efforts.
You've got a nice Santa Cruz behind you.
Yeah, we're strategically placed the Santa Cruz
head. And also they have so many different bikes, they do different things. So say they ride, I guess we can do that, but
there's a lot more, I think it's just a general bigger
saying that I could
audience.
I could ride it. You've got my 450, you could ride a 250, a 125. So I guess we've got the same sort of thing. We say ride a jump bike, then they ride a downhill bike, then they're riding another bike. So they do a lot of things. But I just think they are more creative in what they do. They can be more creative. Because I just go to a track.
Who's your racing idol?
I don't know everyone.
Dude, Tommy never reckons he never watched motocross at all as he was a kid. He just used to do it.
Didn't watch it. Didn't have magazines. Didn't even know a rider existed.
Let me restart that camera quick.
All right, we're going.
It's back on.
It's cold in here.
It won't be on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, we're getting big upgrades. I just had some snot dripping off my nose. I thought, oh, that's cold. It's a good job. We've been hooked up with some.
Tuesday, we're having a Tuesday nice heating and air con. So in the summer, it'll be nice.
Heating and AC unit put in thanks to, what's the actual name? DC air conditioning.
I'm not
Danny Cockshot. If any trials riders are out there, it's Danny Cockshot. He's quite infamous.
Come on then, Tommy. So the last question was idols. Tell us about your idols. You said you'd not gotten on, but
I don't watch motocross.
No, I didn't really have an idol as a motocross.
What about when you rode for KTM and Everts was the manager?
Did you know who he was?
Yeah, I knew obviously when I got a little bit older and more. But as an idol, as a kid,
you were going to see more wise then, weren't you?
Yeah, older, wiser. I'm still wiser.
He's wiser now.
He's wiser.
As a kid, we just raced. We got bikes. For Christmas, I was 6, my brother was 10, and we got 2 just little bikes my dad found cheap. And we just rode around the garden. He had no idea about motocross. He didn't follow it. He just sort of got these bikes, and he says, I'll get them for his kids, obviously. And then we just rode. We went round and round in the garden, and then we went to local races. And then before we knew it, it was racing every weekend, the nationals. But I never followed the sport as a fan, really. We just got videos, and then when I was a little bit older, mum and dad would buy me a few more videos, but never such.
Why don't you tell us the story about when the KTM team came and rode here, and Mr. Stefan Everts actually rode round here?
So
there was we told him that you needed, there was only 5 people allowed on the track at one time, and the 6th rider had to wear a high vis jacket.
Who else was here?
If you've never rode up here before, you have to wear a high vis. So Stefan Everts, 10 times world champion. And it was soon after. So his first year at KTM was when I was there in 2007. And he was world champion. He was world champion in 2006. So it was the year after.
We had him rolling around in high vis jacket doing a 20-minute
marathon. He obviously went from straight to work for KTM. And then, we just had him doing laps in a high vis.
It was quite good.
Who else was here?
We had the whole KTM team up.
It was before. Was it before Donington?
Before Donington
Park. Yeah, but Crowley wasn't. He was Yamaha at the time. It was before Donington Park, so it was Phila Parks, Rui.
Nagel? No, I don't think.
Nagel wasn't there.
Rui was.
It was me. Then you.
I don't think Ratro.
Don't think Ratro was there.
Ratro was injured, I think. So that was it. Me, Rui, and Phila Parks.
Oh, I've got the book. There's a book somewhere with it all in, signed. Yeah, visitor's book.
A visitor's book. It's.
Can I get it? I'll have a look.
That's a nice little. Touch.
So we used to have, it's been quite a lot of people come up here. Everts has been, MotoGP riders like Nicky Hayden came, Marco Melandri.
Look who's been. I can't even remember. I stopped getting it signed.
I was going to say, I've never seen this book.
Paul Edmondson, Gordon Crockard, John Upton.
This must be from way back.
Bob Moore, Tommy Searle, Alex Hoffman, Ryan Mills. Don't know who that bloke is.
What's his name?
Galdon Orvino.
One of Jamie's mates.
William McKenzie, Matteo Bonini.
Oh, he would have been here with Caroli that day.
Yeah, Tonio Caroli and David Philippot on the 22nd of the 8th, 2007.
That's fucking sick.
Brett Metcalf, Ryan Villapota, James Stewart, Tim Perry.
That's it. You've had way more than that. Nicky Hayden and...
James Stewart's a cool addition.
DeRuva.
Yeah, there's been loads.
But
I haven't done that for a while.
There is loads, but I can't think of any of us.
I stopped doing signed books and said, just give me a jersey instead. Better than a sign.
Yeah. You've got a lot of jerseys.
You're right there, Tony.
You're right.
Yeah, Mrs. is calling me, so I'm just sending a picture saying, just leave me alone.
He's supposed to be home painting again.
Tell her you're working.
Pardon?
He's supposed to be home painting again.
Do you finish the gym? Is the gym all...
Yeah, Jim's painting.
Painted.
She's actually been painting today. Well, she painted around the whole house, every mark on the wall with the wrong colour paint. And it dried and it wrecked the whole house. The whole house, like every single wall.
Talk into your mic.
Yeah. And now she found
the right
paint.
He's getting bored, look. He's been doing it too long. He'll be saying, can we go soon? Let me do a few more.
Nah, this has gone really well, I reckon. The last half hour has been strong.
Well, I'm trying to give a bit more information, but you...
There's just so much to cover.
Yeah, it's going to...
Your video's out in 6 minutes anyway.
Yeah, I'll just have to smash
he's gonna
that.
Go. As soon as that's out, he's gone. We're going to have lost him to his phone. And he's going to be like, oh, they like me so much in the comments.
No, I need to reply to comments. This is quite...
Yeah, you need to start doing that. Anyway,
I do. Look, go and look at all of my last videos. I reply to the large majority of the comments.
Yeah, did you?
Why?
What, last night?
No.
Why 57, Bill?
I actually couldn't tell you. When I started enduro, there was the guy who was kind of managing us and looking after us at the time said, "Oh, we need a number." And
do you not have numbers in trials?
Nah, but it's funny. I picked 57 just because when I was like younger, whatever, and I always used to play MX versus ATV and whatever. It was just what I picked for some reason. I generally don't know where it came from. But that was always my thing when I made my character on MXGP or whatever, I picked it. So we just went with it when I started enduro. And then about a year later, I realised the second last year I did trials, I was actually number 57. Because like when you do...
joking.
No. Mad, isn't it?
You've had some numbers.
Mad.
Well, yeah, tell us why you chose your numbers.
I started at the beginning.
You were 78, weren't you?
Yeah, so I'll start from long pro because I had some loads of little numbers when I was a kid, but then turned pro number 106 one night at my first GP, but my first under 21 championships, 106 was sort of given to me first GP. 78, no idea why I had that number. And then first year in British Championship.
101, I think you went straight then, didn't
101,
you?
101, yeah. The reason I had that is because I picked a number. That I think maybe Molson Kawasaki gave me 78. And then Townley was number 101 at Des Nations in Erne in 2000.
No, I think it was Carmichael, wasn't it?
Sorry, Carmichael. Who did I just say?
Townley.
Yeah, it's because the 101 as well.
Yeah, but it was the year that America didn't come and then they came back and they got like the high number. Yeah. Carmichael was 101.
That was 101 again. And then Jamie Dodd picked it for me. He says, oh, that was a cool number, do number 101. So I was, and I like that number actually. Then I was number 101 on KTM and then I got second in the world, so I was number 2. Now I went to America, I was number 123 because I had to be a 3-digit number. Second year in America.
And then the look of 123.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a trick.
America, you sort of didn't really have a chance in any of your numbers, do you? You just sort of
because it's
they pick your numbers
all
for
off
you.
The year before or points, isn't it?
Second year, I was number 19. Then I come back to Europe, and I was number 100. And that was because Max Nancy was number 99, and I rode for CLS. And the guy who owned the team had a friend whose son died racing motocross, and he was number 100. So he wanted me to be number
That was quite cool, though, as well, because then Townley was 101. You were 99, 100, 101, all teammates.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Townley actually came that year as well, so that was good. So then we had 99, 100, 101. It looked cool that year. I forgot even that year about Ben racing.
That was a good year, though.
He was injured a lot, but he had a couple of good races, then got injured, but it was a good year, and then I've stayed 100 since. That's
it. Very nice.
Great.
Has the last year been a blessing in disguise, as you've all had more quality time? Don't know whether they mean together. Don't know whether they mean together or to do the vlogs.
Been doing a lot of bamming.
What the fuck? Oh god.
Sorry, lads.
Has it been quality time or not?
I thought we had a good summer last year.
Yeah,
we?
It was nice to have a pretty chill summer. Weather was good.
I think the Rauners give us definitely give us the time to do all of this, isn't it? And started it off.
Yeah, it sparked it off. Ed was trying to, as I said in a few, wittering on to do YouTube for a bit. And I'm
glad you started.
Because I'd previously tried a few times and just thought, nah, you look like too much of a Wally doing this. But it kind of got me into it and got me on the right path and sent me on. Well, yeah, got me into it.
Here's one for Tommy. You're getting on a bit now, pal. What's your plans for retirement?
All right, pal. my plans for retirement? Well, that's what I don't know, really. I don't want to retire yet. I'd like to do another year next year racing, and then if that all goes well, I would do another year, but I don't want to just keep going and going and going. Like, I know, obviously, at one point I have to just hang it up.
I know the plan for retirement.
What, the old YouTube game?
Just try and take up YouTube and ride the back of Billy's crew.
Yeah, I'll ride.
You can come be my hype man.
Yeah, I will. I still love racing bikes. I still like being involved. Doing stuff, I love going to a track riding, so I don't just want to sack it all off, sort of thing. So, if the YouTube thing actually did do all right,
I think it's going, doing all right.
It's
isn't it?
Going good now, but like I
you're
do like
fucking
the sound
raking
of
it in.
He was saying to me the other day, wasn't happy with his growth. He's not got enough subscribers in the 2 months he's been doing it.
Yeah, I think I've got 12,000 now.
Yeah, it's faster than he got 12,000.
Yeah, no, it is good. Maybe it was a bit. I don't know what I'm expecting, but if I could make something from still riding and doing videos. And maybe, I don't know, someone, a manufacturer, give me something to ride a bike, or I think it's quite a fun way to earn money. And then I'd do that, and then I have some other little bits and pieces, so I can still have a laugh, really. And I don't really want to go do a 9-to-5, but I also don't want to be sat at home bored. So
yeah, but you'll probably crack on with your training schools a bit, won't you?
Yeah, I like doing the training schools. I like painting houses and that.
About to say painting.
No, I don't like painting, but I do like the whole. Property side of it and doing bits and pieces and buying houses and renting them out and selling them. So that does interest me.
He's had a new Jet Wash Bay installed. Has he told you about it?
You've got Jet Wash Bay.
I went round to his house. Why? Look at my Jet Wash Bay.
Well, that's not relevant to this question.
Do you have a Jet Wash?
I've used it twice. Yeah, I've got a Jet Wash. Oh, yeah. Had one ages. So that's what I do. I do want to do stuff for YouTube. You're interrupting my question.
You've had your turn. Let's finish. Next question.
I've scrolled past it. I can't find it. But it was something about, would you do a GNCC race, Billy?
Yeah, I'd actually really like to. DeLong, the Husky 450 rider, is actually injured at the minute. And I kind of half suggested to go ride his bike, but there's nobody
else
too keen.
To choose from.
No, there's no one riding it. That's what I think. But we have...
What's a GNCC where they race through the woods?
Caleb Russell. You must remember Caleb Russell.
No, I do, but there's a lot of different races.
Yeah, no, it's like the 3-hour across
fast.
Track, woods.
Yeah, fast. They don't have headlights, usually. They just go flat out.
That's what I'm saying.
So off-road. In America, it's called off-road.
YouTube video has just gone live, Thomas. Get your story swiped up.
Yeah, I would, but no.
Is that a silly question, a GNCC comment? Because there's a lot of off-road stuff out there.
I think you'd like GNCC.
I would really like to. I think at some point I would definitely like to make a solid effort. This year, obviously, I did kind of suggest it more as a joke to the team manager, but we have got some testing and photo shoots and stuff coming up, so the dates weren't going to work. But
Zach Osborne done a GNCC this year?
Last year, but good effort.
That's bloody good. Hit there fast because Zach's so good at that stuff, and he got beat by them.
I remember filming one for KTM back in the day, and thought these look a good lad.
They're good because they're all very mixed as well. Some of them get quite muddy. Some of them are pretty fast and dusty. And a few sandy ones, and there's a lot of them. It's a big thing.
A swipe up?
You're interrupting his question. Yeah. Is what you're doing?
That's what he did on mine.
Fucking prick.
Is that medicine?
I'll try and find you another question, Bill, for your one. Yeah,
we'll just,
while he's
we'll
busy.
Just talk while he's just busy. Yeah.
Do I take these off?
Yeah, if you.
Okay.
You can still hear us. You still got ears just because you took your headphones off.
Let me just do my YouTube game.
All right, you do that. They're all quite related to Tommy, though, this question.
You can just hear each other.
Nah, it's better with headphones.
I put them on so I can hear if you're talking close enough to the mic or not, which is normally not.
Yeah, I'm a bit dubious whether you've been close enough to the mic.
Well, I think I've worked this out now that I can separate all three of our audio tracks. I can turn his up afterwards.
Oh, just on his.
Yeah, if I've done it right.
That's all right.
Oh, here's a trials bloke for you.
Trials? Go on.
Dabs.
Dibs.
Dibs. Dabs.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Who's the fastest in a straight line?
Straight line. That's a good question. Depends on what
not Ed,
straight line over what.
I'd shut off. It wouldn't be me.
You'd shut off.
Depends on a straight line over. I reckon. Do you reckon you could still skim whoops if Ed built a set of whoops?
Could I? Yeah.
He's not talking close enough to his mic. That's why we got headphones on.
Skim the old whoops.
Still now, if Ed
we
built
used to
fit,
you should have seen some of the whoops we used to build up here. Do you remember when we just dug
now
them
people
in?
Put whoops on like raised up? We used to dig them into the ground.
Dig them in the ground. I used to just come flat out. We could get the old video on some of my next vlogs, and I just go
dangerous.
I wasn't bad at whoops.
Right, here we go, Bill. I've got one for you. How did Bill Dog build his career to where he is now?
Oh, where is it? I don't know. I feel like
you're a world champ.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
You got some clout. You carry a bit of clout.
I just mess around on motorbikes. So that's what I do.
Got a big following now.
Yeah, I've started off obviously riding trial. Well, I did motocross actually first when I was six. I did three races of motocross, but my parents didn't really like that vibe. Motocross paddock.
73 views.
So then went to trials fairly early when I was seven. Did trials. Just about all my youth career. We got pretty good at that. Half decent, did a few podiums at like world junior level, stuff like that. And then just kind of fell out. I didn't really see a career progressing from trials. I'd watched obviously enduro and hard enduro and seen a lot of the guys switch over. Obviously seen Johnny do it pretty successfully, and he was at a similar level of trials and stuff. So I was kind of
swipe up. Or I just leave that thing there.
You what?
That's what you've done on my question as well. He's getting into it like that. Your career needs to be interrupt. So I put swipe up. Or do you just leave that bit at the bottom?
I just leave. I make I it
put
so
the
you don't
swipe
really
up
need to. But
GIF.
People know to swipe
I put
up.
The swipe up GIF.
It says underneath it, swipe up.
The no, one, the on. Solid one that moves up and down.
That one.
No, go down. Down.
That one.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Brendog uses that one.
Brendog's destroyed his house, so he won't be jumping that again.
Yeah, Brendog didn't jump.
Brendog going to come ride? Brendog,
he was keen.
About the other day.
He was keen. He's keen to go ride this week in wheels.
Well, that's another popular question.
Well, I'll leave the house to go riding from Monday.
You do whatever you need to do.
Don't worry, we're not doing a podcast or nothing. we're allowed to leave the house from Monday officially, aren't we?
Yeah, so I think we can go and... Well, we need to go to... We need to revisit Wales and go back.
It's my turn. I've got Ed for the next 2 weeks, though.
No.
Yes. Because I'm going away again.
I want to get a good view.
Ed's coming away with me anyway, so you're fucked for the next 6 weeks.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ed's booked it in. 6 weeks by yourself.
Is there any way I can send footage then to you?
Don't bother, mate. Just don't bother. Here's another good question then.
You'll have to pay someone to do it for you.
Who's the best overall rider out of Tommy and Billy?
Billy, by far.
Good answer.
All right, then there's another question. Who's better at whips out of Tommy and Billy?
Me, by far.
Yeah, no, obviously I'm.
Don't even answer it. Just
no, I'm gonna. I was actually gonna give you credit and praise you.
Okay,
on that by answering and if you're,
carry on then.
No, yeah, that's obviously
you
not,
have a go. More
no
than me.
Contest, really.
If you get a small jump, you're way better. I need a big jump.
Yeah, like Tommy's obviously.
Because he's not scared to leave it hanging out and land with it all out of
shape. He just lands sideways all the time. I used to, but I'm getting better. My technique's improving at a pretty rapid rate, I would say.
Mate, you land so sideways sometimes.
I'm improving at a pretty rapid rate, but what I was going to say is on like big jumps where it requires, you know, the consequences are quite big. Tommy actually knows what he's doing, so it's a lot easier for him that I get scared. Like on the big jump here, Ed's, I'm still not ready for leaning off that one yet, but I think I'm getting there. I'm starting to, Tommy sits down off every jump, which is a bit terrifying.
Yeah, I'm not very good. If it's a big floaty jump, I could stand up, but if it's all round a corner, I stand up, but I normally whip sat down.
Yeah, when I rode on the last day I was in Italy, what day was that? Thursday.
Oh, we're asking you.
When I rode on Thursday, I was starting to sit down a lot more because I've got a bit of a bad back at the minute, actually. So I haven't on this podcast. I've got a bad back. If anyone cares, I've got a bad back. So I started
my shoulder.
So I sit down.
It's actually better now. It's like the best it's ever been.
Well, it's been a while since it crashed.
Yeah.
When you were here last year.
I didn't crash when I hurt it.
You re-hurt it when you crashed last year.
I didn't hurt it when I had that big crash here. Generally didn't hurt it then, I just hit my head.
Here's one, Thomas. Why is Billy such a big enduro dosser? And then it says, Thomas might know who said this in brackets.
Big enduro dosser?
There's a few of your fanatics that like to throw shit at me.
What, say nasty things?
Not nasty, more just stupid. Like, if I post an enduro video, Tommy would show you how to do that. Tommy would, like, that's just stupid, like... Like that's not even banterable, yeah. Because it just this.
Some people do, right? No, they won't. Don't say stuff, but they get. It's. I like the interaction. I reply to my fans on there. You don't reply to people. He says to me, like, "Why do you entertain it?"
No, and because like, some questions. Some questions.
There, sometimes I'm deep in a convo with someone that it's got no profile picture.
You some, do reply to the fans.
Some questions, yeah, I get asked.
I do. It's
I
nice
just
that they're actually being nice to me lately. Normally, I just get abuse.
No, I
so
don't.
I'm liking the positive vibes.
I've said on various things.
What can I caption this vlog?
Fuck me, Cyrus. We're in the middle of something.
Just wait. You've spent out 8 minutes. Upload it later. This is about to finish. We'll finish this and then you can upload it.
We'll go for 1:30. That's a nice round off time. When it gets to 1:30,
yeah, another
thing. I need to order a Geno's as well. I'm going to pick that up on the way home.
Oh, do you want to do that? Do you want to plug your phone in and ring them in and order your pizza?
That'd be good, though. Get the pizza going.
No, they're not.
Right at the end.
We'll do it at the end because I want to get it. There might be a waiting list.
Fucking hellfire. Name one of your best memories at any West round, Billy.
Best. There's a lot goes on. There's a lot happens in our races.
There's hours and hours of it.
Hours of it. And didn't do that video.
What video?
The preview.
Well, you haven't got any races yet, so we'll do them.
Yeah, difficult to pick the best memory. Winning Lagares 2018 was pretty good. Had a pretty good battle with Johnny there. Pulled the pin on the last lap. That was probably one of my best rides. A lot goes on. It's hard to even think. Trying to think.
Memories is a hard one, isn't it? Because they could be good or bad.
There's so much. There's so much goes on. But even like bits, there's so much not even in the race that happens that you think, oh, that was good. Just makes you feel, you know, privileged to be in the position you're in.
Yeah, they are good. They're good. They're good to watch. I enjoy watching your race because everyone's different.
Yeah, that's what I really like, and I think makes it appeal to a lot of people. As every race is so different, you know, some days a couple hours long, some days a couple days long.
If one's
mine
a week
are all
long.
The same.
You what?
Mine races are all the same.
Yeah.
No, you were saying the other day in the van, they want you to do 2:40s now, or 2:30s. What was it?
MX Nationals.
Yeah,
30s now.
25s plus two or something.
It was only.
Two on a Saturday, two on a Sunday.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
That's what exactly your reaction, that's what I'm thinking. And I was trying to explain at the track, because the...
Yeah, to like, people think that doesn't sound a lot, but when you're actually racing and then the track gets... Like a hobby rider that thinks, oh, I do a 20-minute session. I do four 20-minute sessions in a day when I go to the practice track on a Sunday. The track gets rough in such a different way and the intensity is so much higher. To do two... 2 days in a row is quite big.
Yeah, so
especially on MX Nationals when there's so many classes. Yeah, the track is so just obliterated.
So what is it? So Saturday you got qualifying as well as the races.
So my races this year I do.
Oh, you're joining me again. Are you locked back in?
I'm gonna take them off. My races this year I do MX Nationals and. MX Nationals and British Championship. There's 6 MX Nationals, 9 British Championships.
I think he's started talking louder since he took his headphones off, actually. It's better.
Because it blows my ears up.
Well, turn it down. Just turn the fucking thing down.
So the MX Nationals, they have kids and adults. So there's like six kids class. I think there's 4 kids classes. And then...
Starts off on 85s, didn't it, I think, MX Nationals?
Yeah, this year it was 60s, but now it's just 80s, big wheels. But then there's 2 adult groups, another 2 adult groups, and then us. But this year they wanted to do 2... I can't really slag it off because it's like...
No, it's a good championship. It's a
brilliant championship, actually. I'd love racing that championship. It was the first time I'd done it this year. And
maybe they're trying to make up for last year's missed races and get you to do more.
No, they run it really, really well.
They were the only one that managed to get anything last year.
Yeah, they put on a championship last year and
we talked about my visit there last year. I might have to come back for one this year. We'll have a look at
that. That was another question.
You won't be coming back if it's 4 races.
That'd be better for me. Track gets rougher.
Yeah, true. But... I was talking to the one of the lads that helps run it all, and I said, that's hard graft. Like, so if you hit it wrong, you could be coming through at 19.50, 2 more laps, you're at 26 minutes twice on a Saturday, plus qualifying again Sunday, and then 25 plus 2. So
more
Saturdays,
qualifying on Sunday?
I believe so. Saturday's 20 plus 2 races, Sunday's 25 plus 2. And I just think that's nuts. It's quite high competition this year because we've got Bobby, Babashev, I reckon Simpson will do a few. Dylan Walsh is doing them all. Jake Nichols, it's like Ellis Bank Brown. It's a good championship.
Is Banks Brown riding again?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened to him?
Can you just.
I was just curious. I generally don't know.
Elliot was practicing with me this week.
But did he not race last year?
I don't know. Just over it, I think. And he's like a full time builder. He hadn't rode much this year. Mm. But he wants to race again. This was his second day on the bike in 18 months yesterday. Mm. A little bit faster than me. But, it's just that's a lot of racing. Because we're not messing about. Like I feel like our pace is pretty high. So the competition's high. And you're still getting paid to do good. So you can't take it easy in a race. And all points count as well. It's not like... But my suggestion was, let's do something that's more of a spectacle on Saturday. So maybe like a...
What? Where did you get this word from? Did you hear that on the radio on the way to the track or something?
I told him that the other day and I thought it was a good word. So I'm using it again now. So something like MotoGP Super Bowl. So on Saturday, we have a little warm-up and then it's like a 30-minute session. After 10 minutes, the back 15 go out. After another 10 minutes, the time's reset and you have to bang in another hot lap.
Right, it's a knockout.
And then it's like the top 10 left and then you get 10 more minutes or something and then the top 5 are left or top 3 are left and then you do like 1 sprint lap each.
Yeah, and then do like a super pull, pressure on, one lap to do it.
One lap each. You set yourself off 10 seconds apart. It's bosh. It's one lap. So the fans sort of go, wow, and he's in the super pole. And I just thought for a Saturday rather than just have race, everyone's going to see us race on Sunday. I thought that'd be quite a something different that you add into the series, which is new and different, and it's something you can do on Saturday and maybe give out points for the top 5.
Good suggestion.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What do you think to that?
I think that's quite good. Anything?
What do you think?
Kind of different.
Yeah, I think just do something about races time on good. Saturday.
It's about time. Yeah,
races are good, but if
doesn't
you
mean a lot, whole lot, realistically, so. Make something new, like do something fun. It doesn't always need to be 220s when you're doing 225s on Sunday. I think try something different. Maybe each round do something different. Maybe one round you do a qualifying, a 20-minute race. Another round it's a super pole. Another round it's something else. I think it's just do something different rather than just bang out 4 25-minute, 30-minute races a weekend.
Well, I think we should wrap it up anyway.
I think I'm just getting started.
Well, the game that's servicing your skid steers just finished and texted me, so I'm going to need to go.
Who's paying for that as well?
Yeah, it's your fucking machine.
I know, but I thought you've done a bit in it this year, probably more than me, so I was sort of hoping you might just
pay for the service, then no problem. It's pointless having it here not working, because if you leave it to you, you won't pay and service it.
No, I don't mind paying. I just sort of was like...
It'll be minimal. It's had bloody 2 hours work and some filters put on it.
Sometimes people just get you, don't they?
Well, we're going to see
what an expert, Ed. He's got a lot of knowledge we're paying for, not us dossers.
True, that is true. You're an expert, though, and you don't charge too much for your training schools.
No. Anyone want to do training schools?
I think we're finished now. We're going to wrap it up.
Stop trying to sell shit.
Tommy Sell. You got anything to sell? UK.
What have you got to sell, Bill? Have you got any merch? It's been out of stock.
Yeah, we're out of stock. We do need to get the finger out and do something.
Me. Yeah.
I said we.
It's another me.
No, I meant like, as in we, you mean
said
Ed.
We. Me and Ed.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's why I said we.
I suppose.
Me and Ed.
All right.
Fucking pillock.
I think they should leave some comments because...
You like... Well.
Oh, yeah, I like people leaving comments.
Good interaction.
We know what you want then. See, I think it can be good.
Well, I reckon drop a comment, follow 2Pro1Slow on Instagram because we'll put some more questions up.
Is this shorter or longer than last one?
Well, we don't know because we've got to cut a load of stuff out of this one because you've been saying some stuff that you don't want in it.
Some naughty things.
You did as well.
No, I didn't. I just didn't like the topic.
That's the thing. So if it's a bit scatty on the YouTube when you watch this back.
The first 10 minutes was a bit rough, but then from 10 minutes onwards, I feel like that was good content.
Well, they won't know that because I'll have cut that 10 minutes. So now you slagged off the first 10 minutes, which will be good.
I think the first 10 minutes was fine until Billy said it. And what I said, yeah, you got to cut it. But what you said,
If you join Patreon, we'll do a behind the scenes.
Yeah, we'll release that. If you join the Patreon page, we'll release what he said There is a Patreon.
Patreon is yet?
Yeah. We've got one or two already. That's some of them questions were Patreon questions.
Oh, okay.
But from now, once we get a few Patreon, we're going to do only Patrons can submit questions.
Let's do a picture for the thumbnail.
I changed the thumbnail last time.
That was a bit clever for you.
Why? Yeah, because that's what always happens in my vlogs.
We forget. Yeah, I always forget
the other day. Thumbnails.
It cut out again, so we're back for the ending. This bit will be quite quick.
Thumbnail, then.
If you need a thumbnail, yeah.
We need a thumbnail. I don't like me there either. Do it again.
What happened?
I put my thumb up and I thought I look a bit silly.
I think I'll just put normal shots on the thumbnail like I did last time. It's better.
I didn't like the shot you used of me on the last one.
I didn't from like Leighton Vance. He chose it because he looked obviously sensitive.
No, I changed the thumbnail halfway through.
He put individual photos. You're paying attention to nothing.
Yeah, our individual properly professional photos. I put one of you riding something else because we need a title for the episode as well.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss.
We didn't talk about you not showering either. It's been to Spain 6 weeks and he's had 12 showers. And he thinks that's acceptable.
This isn't true. This isn't even your joke anyway. It's Ed and Ridian. You just adopted it and it makes no sense.
I like it.
It's not funny because it's not true.
But I think it just ended.
Most days I go in the sea, so that counts as a shower.
Yeah, but you say...
That's a joke, by the way. That was a joke.
Your hair is a joke.
My hair's bad. You had the chance to cut it today, but you didn't turn up.
Okay, well, let's go and get the clips. Anyway, I've got to go, because we've got to go and pay mate for servicing this machine.
Thanks for watching.
These two have got no commitment to the cause. I'd be happy to sit here and talk to you all day long.
You've got to drive to Newcastle. What are you on about?
I haven't actually made
a decision.
He done a 17-hour drive yesterday. That's impressive.
By myself.
Can you actually come ride tomorrow? I think it'd be a good day. I don't want to vlog it. I'm not trying to get likes, just like day with the lads.
Do you reel the cameras off?
Yeah, well, let's tell him we're having...
Make sure you bring the GoPro to my head.
Yeah, I mean, maybe bring it along.
That'll be it. So we're going Wales for a day out with the lads. Whoa, I'm not coming unless you bring a camera.
Yeah, well, what's the point going there for a day out?
Why? Wales is a good day out.
Yeah, no, it was actually.
Yeah, only because the camera was there. He was playing up to it.
No, I would do it. The problem is now I'm riding a lot of motocross.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a job to do. At least with my job, I can kind of do a bit of everything and it's still classed as work.
Right, that'll do then.
You're younger than me. I could do everything.
I've got a bad back.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, listening.
Tell them where you can listen. Or you can listen everywhere.
Listen
Apple,
everywhere.
Spotify.
If you put the link in the 2Pro1 slow bio, we'll take you to a page which you can pick whatever one you want. And then, but what thing you'd have to do is subscribe to the podcast on whatever your favorite streaming service.
And if you want to watch it, it's on EW Media's YouTube channel because we've not got our own YouTube channel for this.
Yes, it's still called EW Media. That was from when Ed was
back in the day.
Ed was big time.
But anyway, why are we saying this? Because if they're watching it or listening, they've already found it.
Funny.
Yeah, that is true.
pointless.
Silly people.
Right.
See you in a bit.
Ta-ra.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.